to Dubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship as we're looking into the wonderful truths of the eternal God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you're joining us for these few moments together as we think about the authority of the believer through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is found in Luke chapter 7, verse 1 through 10, where we see the Lord Jesus was astonished about a Gentile centurion who was under Roman rule and yet had authority under that rule, that government, over 100 men. And Jesus marveled at the centurion's understanding of this principle of authority and the authority that he realized that the Lord Jesus Christ had. And so we read here in Luke chapter 7, verse 1 through 10, regarding this experience, for the centurion had a servant whom he loved, and that was a very good servant, and yet he was ill to the point of dying, and he sent word to the Lord Jesus asking Christ to heal him. And so the Lord Jesus started going to see the centurion, and the centurion sent word when he discovered that Christ was coming to his house. He said, "I'm not worthy for you to even come to my house." He said, "I'm a man," verse 8 of Luke 7 is the key, "for I also am a man set under authority." He was under the authority of the Roman government. Yet, to him had been given authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, "Go," and he goeth, and to another, "Come," and he cometh, and to my servant, "Do this," and he doeth it. The centurion was under Roman rule, yet he was given authority over approximately 100 men, and he understood this principle of authority. And thus Jesus marveled at the centurion and his understanding of this principle. And we read here, "And when Jesus heard these things," verse 9 of Luke 7, "he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." How did this centurion indicate and manifest faith in Christ? Because he told the Lord, "You don't have to come to my house. I understand about your authority." He was the Lord Jesus under the authority of God the Father. Jesus often said, "I do my Father's will. I came to do the will of him that sent me, to do his work." And Jesus often indicated that he was under the Father's authority. And yet Jesus had all power given to him by the Heavenly Father. And so this centurion had learned this same truth of the principle of authority. Now remember, authority is the official legal power to act. And Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden had given their authority over to Satan when they yielded to the devil and to his suggestion to disobey God. They yielded to Satan's suggestion to disobey God, and thus they became his slaves, giving their authority over to Satan, so that he is now the god of this world, as 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us, "In whom the god of this world," speaking of Satan, "hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Christ is the image of God, that is, Jesus Christ is the manifestation of the Godhead bodily, we're told in Colossians 2. The Lord Jesus Christ reveals to us God the Father, and He reveals to us God the Holy Spirit in physical form. Remember, beloved, God is one, and yet He's revealed to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, I must go back to the Father so that I can send the Holy Spirit to come to indwell and empower and live through you to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was God's purpose in ascending back and being seated at the right hand of God the Father, where He's making intercession for every child of God, interceding in our behalf, seeking the Father's direction and guidance in our life, and reminding the Father that He adopted us into the family of God. And of course, the Father doesn't need any reminder, but Jesus is representing us, interceding in our behalf. And so, beloved, we see that Satan's power is diminished through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and in earth, we're told in the book of Matthew, and we'll go there in just a few minutes. However, Jesus came, beloved, to set us free from Satan's power and control. Now, we're talking about spiritual warfare, and we have discussed the war. We've talked about the enemies of the believer, and we've talked about Satan and his power and his fallen angels, who are the demons of Satan. In John 8:32, we found these words. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And beloved, John 14:6 tells us, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the truth. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ is truth. When you know the Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, you know the truth, and the truth begins to be unlocked and opened up to you. This book, the Bible, is a closed book to unbelievers. They do not understand it. They do not comprehend it, because they do not know the Spirit of truth who comes to indwell every individual who puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me illustrate this to you. Abraham Lincoln made the Emancipation Proclamation for the slaves, those who were slaves during that period of time, slaves in the South especially, where they were forced to work in the cotton fields and to labor there for those who were in the South and owned them, and it was mostly in the South. Abraham Lincoln made the Emancipation Proclamation for the slaves here in the United States. Yet many of them continued to serve their old masters even after they were liberated and set free. They did not accept the deliverance that was given them. All Christians have been liberated from the bondage of sin. Yet, sad to say, the majority of Christians to continue to live under sin's control and dominion. Why? Perhaps they do not know who they are in Christ. They do not understand the deliverance that is theirs. As Romans chapter 6, 1 through 8 tells us, oh, it gives us, those are victorious chapters. Those are wonderful chapters, and if we had time, we'd go into them and discuss them in detail, because they reveal to us the liberty and the deliverance we have from the dominion and power and control of sin in Christ Jesus. They know they're going to heaven when they die. The majority of Christians all know that if they're truly born again. But they do not grasp the deliverance that is theirs now. John 8:32-33, Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Free from the control and dominion of sin and Satan. Romans 5:17, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." That verse, beloved, Romans 5:17, you need to look it up and memorize it. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, which was Adam, and death entered into the whole human race, much more they which receive the abundance of grace, that's God's undeserved favor, and the gift of righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ, that's what we receive, abundant grace and the gift of righteousness. We shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has given us the power to live a victorious life, to no longer live under the control and the dominion of sin. Death reigned by one, which was Adam. How much more shall we reign in life by Jesus Christ now? And the authority that's been given to us to stand against the forces of evil, the powers of darkness, the demons of Satan, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. The Holy Spirit of God indwells every child of God. And, oh, beloved, the privilege that's ours to walk in victory over the world system, over the flesh, over Satan and his demons. We do not have to live under the control of sinful appetites any longer. We do not have to allow this old flesh to dictate to us how to live and to satisfy its cravings and to yield to its lusts and its sinful desires, because the Holy Spirit of God is the Spirit of liberty who has moved into our spirit to deliver us from Satan's bondage, to deliver us from the control of evil spirits, to give us victory in Jesus over these evil forces. Until next time, goodbye.